What is going on, everybody? This is Roster of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, I'm always joined with my awesome, wonderful, spectacular, debonair co-host, CW.
Wow.
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
And you're listening to the Misfit Effect. So today, everybody, we have a very fun, interesting guest who has kept me very entertained over the last few weeks and via the conversation had so far today. You might have seen her before. She was on Real Chance of Love,
Season 2.
Yes,
Season 2.
She was on Real Chance of Love, Season 2. She was known as Apple. You know, so
yes, like the product.
You can go back and see her on that show. So,
yes, on Amazon.com.
Her name is Mia Secret.
Or Amazon Video. Yeah.
So Mia, tell everybody who you are so they can know who are you, so we can get a taste of the apple.
Well, I mean, I think everybody likes a little bite of the apple, but I can definitely give you a taste. I'm a really simple person, and I love the world. How about that?
That is probably the nicest, most sweetest way that I believe anybody has introduced themselves on this show since we started, probably.
Well, I guess, I mean, if that is cool, it's cool. I can't think of much.
No. It's just like, you know, we always like have someone say, yeah. And they always go into deep detail. That was just probably the sweetest, most innocent way that a performer.
Oh, thank you.
That a performer has introduced themselves on this show.
Wow. So, I do like to perform, but I'm just being myself, so.
I mean, like, as long as you're, you know, you're expressing yourself in any type of way, in fashion, whatever, you know?
My fashion is so bad right now. I can't even.
She's not liking, like, you can't see what she's wearing right now.
Like, I'm like, is this better? And my tits. Like, literally, I had it up here and my boobs look so big. I'm like, you know I have small boobs.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen them. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, like something that gained 15 pounds on camera. Very true.
I mean, they look like, good though. This is gonna sound like I'm weird, but your breasts have always looked okay. I mean, like,
I know,
I've always enjoyed.
They won't
at
kill
them.
You.
I mean, no, but they're like they can fit in your mouth and.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I think that, but see, so to be real, my hands are very small. They might look big here, but they fit in my hands almost, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yes, they would be able to fit in a mouth, like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them, so like, yeah, they're
I know, right?
They're cup size. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just a small person. So they look, I think, great now. I don't even know what they look like. But I mean, I'm just grateful that I never got a boob job because I was so embarrassed of being like small chested, especially living in Las Vegas, even though I say I live in Canada. Literally, it's like boob city. So see, they look small now. I'm like hunched over.
I mean, you're hunching over. But no, like, no. I mean, like, because everybody out here gets their boobs done. So as long as as long as you're happy with, you know, what you were given, yeah. You know, I mean,
that's the thing. I seriously was like, oh my God, I have small tits. I have small tits. I have small tits. I think there was a committee that I belonged to. When I was younger.
You mean the itty bitty committee?
What?
You talking about the itty bitty committee?
Itty bitty titty committee. And I mean, I grew up in Indiana for the most part. You're from Indiana.
Yeah, we both are.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I mean, people weren't really like going out and getting boob jobs out there, but I guess, I don't know. I blossomed later, but at the same time, there's something about natural small titties, call them, that like they don't drop to your knees over time. They just kind of move where they want and they get bigger in your 30s. I'm thinking about, I don't know, right now. It's weird.
I'm trying to think, is it anybody who I personally know from Indiana that has got a boob job? Everybody I know who has got boob jobs? I don't think I know anybody from the physical state of Indiana that I met growing up that has gotten a boob job.
Well, I worked at a bar where I used to seriously dance on the bar, and I managed that bar for a while, not like Coyote Ugly, but it was like a cool whatever. Like we thought we were cool at the time. So, I mean, most of those girls had boob jobs, and I was like the part of that committee where they're like, okay, you can be shot girl for the day, but I still be making the money.
I mean, like, you know, I will say this, even some establishments,
some socks in there
that thrive on socks. That thrive on.
No, I worked at Hooters. Like literally, we have socks in our boobs. I worked at Hooters.
I will say this. I have been to Hooters. I have been to Hooters in Burbank out here, and when it was here, it's not here no more. But like some of those girls didn't have any breasts at all.
Titties, so, yeah.
So
yeah, like, I mean, that outfit is just like the most. I feel like I'm wearing a Hooters outfit right now. It's just most unattractive in a way because it doesn't really.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm talking too much, but like.
No.
I worked for Hooters for over 3 years. I did Hooters Airlines. I loved it. Oh, I loved it. And.
Oh, I've had a friend that did wrote the Hooters Airlines. She said she loved it. She was like, I loved it so much. It was so.
Did
great.
She work it or?
No, she flew.
Oh, yeah. We do games, you know, like you interact with people. And but I was just not a flight attendant. I was a Hooters girl. But it was pretty cool. It was a great experience.
Like that just is weird to me. It's like I would just think it's because the air, I would just think it'd be smelling like a whole big old thing of chicken.
I would hope that actually. But the thing is, and I actually don't know where the camera is on this, so I might be looking all crazy, but I'm like, I can't, I don't know if you can see me.
Video.
You're standing
okay, great. Much dinner. So I would be hoping that it'd be smelling like chicken wings. The thing that people complained, I don't want to say complain. I mean, I think the thing that people were surprised about the most was that we did not serve wings. Only like ham sandwiches and drinks. And sometimes we couldn't even serve alcohol because it was supposed to be a family friendly experience, that's what Hooters is all about. I love Hooters. I do. They had a great training experience. I met like some of the most coolest girls and I don't know. I just put at the time I put socks in my bra, but I have to tell you the truth, they would give us free wings, and I'm, you know, not, especially at the time I was in college, I literally couldn't afford lunch, so you could either get a free salad or free 10 wings, and I'm like, I'm gonna take those wings and try to like ask for some salad because nobody's eating the salad. I ended up gaining, oh my god, boobs and everything else. So, yeah.
One thing I did hate about my college is like we had to pay for our food. So it was just annoying. Like smelling all this good food all day and then having to pay for it at the end. Like you work all hard, but now you gotta use your money to buy stuff. You can't get a free meal after working like 5-6 hours depending on what you were doing.
We were working like doubles though. I mean, like if I worked, I was working probably, I would work day shift and the night shift and then take class in between.
But I was the only one there. So it was me.
Where were you working there?
The library.
Down.
Oh, at Bloomington?
So I would have to run from the smoothie area to Pizza Hut to the pretzel stand to the hot dog area by myself running back and forth. And if someone wanted a sandwich that was just, you know, the vegetarian area, I would have to run way over there by myself, make a sandwich to get all the way back. Now, normally it didn't get really, really too crazy busy during some of the hours I worked, but when it got busy, it got busy. And it was annoying trying to do all this stuff.
Yeah, but think about all the steps you were getting in.
Because the smoothie area and
I mean, sandwich, you deserve that food.
And it's just like, you know, that's also where I started tricking Abdwala, because it was right across from the smoothie area. And when I wasn't drinking the smoothies, whatever, I was drinking Abdwala. And that's when I fell in love with Abdwala.
What's Abdwala?
It's a...
Sponsored?
It's a smoothie.
You're juiced. It's just like a thick juice.
It's like a smoothie.
I love a good thick juice. I do. I actually have three of my favorite ones. I was telling Rostar about it. I was like, oh my gosh. Or Prince. What do I call you?
You can call me Rostar.
Prince Ra.
They all work.
No, but I do. I take three juices in the morning and I don't even know. Then sometimes I do it in the afternoon just because like I can't get enough of it. And I just take it down. Like, this is not sponsored, but for real, like the best is the Mighty C, and I really stand by it. But I think you should take that last. So first you do like the ginger, and then you do turmeric, and then you do the Mighty C, and the Mighty C, it just like, oh, it's so good. Sometimes I do it twice a day, three times. It's so good. I will chug them for you because I'm in my midday and I did not have lunch yet, but I sometimes replace it with lunch.
I can
take down the Mighty C really like anytime.
I haven't had an Abdwala or a smoothie in a while now, but I really do enjoy them because they are just so tasty. And like, one thing I miss about being like not being in like
Florida, I want a milkshake
when I lived in Florida and like even in Indiana, is Smoothie King.
Smoothie King, not a Dairy Queen?
Smoothie King. Yeah, Smoothie King. Like where I lived at in Florida, it was like in the luxury apartment I lived in, condo I lived in. Like
the luxury apartment.
Mm-hmm. We had them on the first floor. Like they were inside of our apartment complex.
The Smoothie King.
Yeah, so I would always go down to the Smoothie King when I was on my way to the hot tub. So I used to always go down that way. So
I just, oh my God. This sounds like a very interesting life.
That's one thing I miss about being in Florida is just the luxury of how close the hot tub was and everything was. But other than that, Florida is like no, no go. But having the Smoothie King right downstairs, and you know, they always was on sale on Friday. So it was just like, you know, an easy, quick go.
An easy, quick take it down, go to the hot tub.
Yeah.
Or downstairs. Did you
get in the hot tub?
Yes, I got in the hot tub.
Like, own one or like, what do you mean?
I think he's because you know, I don't really get in water.
Well, you take showers.
Like the bottle eye.
I take showers, but like I actually dropped my phone getting out of it once. That's how I broke my old phone. So,
why were you taking showers?
No, it was okay. Look, I had my phone like right next to the hot tub. So
why? Getting out of the hot tub. Okay.
Yeah, getting out the hot tub.
Now the shower.
No, getting out the hot tub. Getting out the hot tub. I had picked it up.
Sure, it's the hot
and
tub.
I
had
stood up and like it fell out of my hand when I grabbed my towel. And how many times I've dropped my phone, it was probably the shortest drop I've ever dropped it, and it broke.
And I'm like, wow. That's why you don't fuck with that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why you pick up your phone after you get up.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't want to, bend over out of a hot tub. I don't have the luxury like that y'all two have of being attractive getting out of a tub.
You are so attractive.
I mean getting out of a hot tub. Like I look all
everybody was graggly, looking at you.
And both of y'all have had packs. I've never had a pack. I don't know what a pack is.
What? Like like a chicken.
No, a six pack. I mean, like, you know, the abs. I don't possess that.
I mean, they're there. They're just under.
Yeah, they're under a whole bunch of fat.
Whatever, you're not even fat.
But I mean, do women really care?
No. I mean, a lot of women
it's hot,
kind of puff your bodies, I've noticed. You get a lot more attention from men the more ripped you are, I notice. Well, at least I
feel like, I don't know, it's like a pillow, like, and then it's like a pillow to your head when you're going. It's like, I don't want to like be hit against a wall, like, ouch. But at the same time, I do love a good pair of abs. It's hot. I'm sorry if I'm changing the subject.
No, we're talking about abs, and you know, I'm just saying, I don't have those. CW does because he works out every day.
But he made a good point. He said everybody has abdominals. And like, I don't have abs, but when I did, I was like so skinny. I didn't have boobs I'm Asian. Sorry, I can't say that. My body is
You can say it. I can't say it.
I'm Asian, and that means I don't have an ass. Like, I know a lot of Asian beautiful women that have asses that are, you know, they may or may not be real, but like they have an ass. So
yeah.
I didn't want to be like putting people into
category.
Some kind of, yes. Is that called categorizing? Can you tell I went to Purdue University? Yeah. I just don't want to put people in a category because I have a flat butt. And I do everything I can do.
You went to Purdue.
Padunkadunk? No.
I said Purdue. D-O-N-A-P-R-O-F-E. It's what I would jokingly call Purdue. I said like Purdue.
It's because were we like rivals or what? Yeah, because we were like dunking it. Like in basketball, right?
We me and him both went to IU. So we both went to that rival school down the way.
We're really good. When we were in college, Purdue was like really good.
We weren't horrible.
And their basketball team was pretty good.
I mean, we went to the finals.
Yeah, but how many times did we lose the Oaken Bucket?
Football
times sucked. In a row.
I'm talking about basketball. Like freshman year, we went to the finals.
That's true. You did.
It was my first college experience, and this is when everybody was on. They broke down a tree in front of the library. They were down here flat. Everybody was just flashing.
We loved to riot.
Running around IU campus without their top on, and I'm like,
men or the women?
The women.
Oh.
And I'm like, well,
freshman, that movement of the free boobies.
They were just like, we won. We're going to the finals. Here's my titties. It was like,
oh, it's like going to a Bret Michaels concert. If you're like, right?
I've never been to a Bret Michaels concert.
Well,
and
women love to show their titties apparently.
There's only one reason I know who Bret Michaels is in general because of that show. But other than
that,
I
don't.
Well, it's all the same, you know, project. Like
every rose has its thorn. You don't know.
Yeah. Well, and then he was looking for love, and so was someone else. And but the OG of those shows was the most illest of the realest.
You know what time it is. Yeah.
Yes.
I still love him.
Like, William Drayton himself. He's so cool.
So
he was in Las Vegas too.
Oh shit! This I did not know.
You said what?
He lives in Las Vegas too.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, actually down the street.
Oh shit.
I know. Wait, I don't think I should like say that. Well, you know, I don't want the massive fans.
You're not saying which house. You're just singing down the street.
Yeah. See you. Like, right there. Hi, Flav. Miss you. Thanks for getting me on Real Chance of Love 2 part your spinoff of a spinoff of a spinoff of a spinoff of a spinoff 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 spinoff. I don't know.
I mean, you made it. Seriously. You made it. I think it was what, round 4, round 5. So,
did my phone drop?
Yes, it did.
Okay. First of all, I would like to say that, to make it, you know, you really had to take it, and I didn't really take much for anything. So almost every night I would be like, yo, like, they'd be like, who wants to go home? I'd be like, and this is nothing against either of the men, because they're both, I mean, God bless both of them. Mm-hmm. Just, I was like, I feel like, you know, I feel like a little attacked in here. I had a glass thrown at my head by a roommate. And I mean, of course they didn't hear that, but I mean, I just felt attacked, and I'm like, I've never had to chase a man ever in my life. Not once. But I like women too, so.
Have you ever had to chase a woman?
Pardon?
Have you ever had to chase a woman?
Oh, hell no. No. No.
It's like, I beg your pardon. Like,
no, not women either.
Now I feel like I'm being cocky. And do, like, you know who I just, you know, I just, who I am? I don't chase men.
He's like, I don't even chase my pets.
What? That was good. What'd you say?
I said, I don't even chase my pets.
Wow. I do like to play catch with Roscoe Jenkins, my pet, but I just feel like the chase is so, I mean, like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And, there was this famous haiku that I wrote, and I said, I'm not going to chase anyone because I already have a bank account at Chase Bank. And it was just so dumb. Like, I couldn't really think of anything. So I literally just said anything at that point. Oh my God, I'm probably blushing.
Oh, man.
But I mean, to chase a man, the only time I would ever chase a man, honestly, would be if he's like going off the deep end, and then it's like, and that's your man, and so you're like, come on, you're better than this. Like, come on, get it together. No, 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 don't do that. Stop. Like, that's probably the only time I've chased a man. Truthfully.
You're fun.
Thank you. But I'm still single, so it's just like, and I'm 35, so there must be something wrong with me. No, I'm over here chasing men doing wrong things. I'm like,
I mean, I'm single at 38, so.
No, I mean, that's true. Unfortunately.
I mean, like, you know, out here in the 2021s, it's kind of hard to, you know, maintain a relationship. So,
well, it is. I have to say, it would be hard. Like, I've always been a relationship person. And I can agree with you because, like, now what are we supposed to do? Like, I mean, you know, we're not going to talk pandemic and stuff like that, but I don't know. How do you meet people? Like, new people. That way you can start from the beginning, you know, and have a core.
I mean,
there's still people on dating apps.
Yeah, dating apps. But you gotta get swiped right. So it's like,
depending on where you are, there's still like parties.
Right, like, but COVID, I mean.
Yeah.
I guess I don't even get out of my house much because seriously, my room is my studio and my gym and my room. And it's a 10 by 10 and I'm not in jail.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Like I love where I live. Like I have this whole house to myself, but it's kind of like, it's nowhere to go.
I have a lot of roommates.
So, yeah, I have no, like, it's literally quiet like this all day long. So I'm just in my thoughts all day. So it's like.
Really? Is that why you can talk on the phone with me for like 3 hours? Because I'm like, I have no one to talk to.
Yeah, literally. Like, I can literally sit here, right here.
I really hope you guys can't see me.
With my charger and just have my charger on the phone and Yeah, CWT's helped me captive for 3 hour conversations.
Wow.
The last 2 weeks, it's so crazy. And I just felt like I'm like, well, in times like these, I don't want to be like, oh, times like these. But I just said it. It's nice to have someone to talk to, even if, I don't know, we have so many things in common. I think all people have a lot of things in common.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't even know unless you have the conversation.
Yeah, because like me and her first communicated back when she was on still on the reality show Return to Love season 2.
Real Chance of Love season 2.
So that was 2009.
Now available on Amazon.com. I'm sorry. I don't even know why I'm plugging Amazon because I don't get paid. So
I think that was 2009. So like we've known each other since then.
I feel like you went to Bloomington. I went to Purdue. I'm like, we might have known each other before then.
We might.
Maybe.
Like, unless you were there at IU.
Well, a lot of my girlfriends.
But I'm saying, like I told you the other day, like, it's a good chance.
I was visiting a lot.
It's a good chance that CW or myself probably know your friends. Especially because you are from that region area. So.
Oh my gosh. Like, and I don't like to call it the RAT region. It makes me feel weird. So the region is fine.
He grew up in the region.
The region.
Like Which part?
I'm originally from Gary.
Me too. Seriously. Oh, shit. Yes. Like, no, for real. Lew Wallace?
No. I ended up going to school in Fort Wayne, but like we originally lived in Glen Park, and then my grandparents stay on the west side, so most of my family did the Gary come up, and they live in Maryville now.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I went to Maryville High School. Oh my God, don't tell anybody because I lived in Gary. But I mean,
that's what most people did. They're like, yeah.
Oh my God, like
our uncle already lives in Maryville, so we can put the address down.
Please, like, am I gonna get? Will they get rid of my high school diploma if I say this online?
They're gonna come at you and say, "I'm sorry, ma'am. You were supposed to.
You're not supposed to be there.
We're gonna come back 15 years later and take your diploma away from you.
My high school diploma will go ahead because I was student class president and also like the leader of the new world. Just kidding. I don't know what that means. What is the leader of the new world? No, I literally was in everything. Everything. I was
executive officer. Drama.
I wonder if my nephew was there when you were there. He's pretty close to age to me.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I'm saying. We're not going to say those names on here, but like, It's a possibility.
Wait, what does the new world mean? What does that mean?
It just means a new world from what
it's not a bad now. Thing, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, depending on how you see it.
Barely. No, I just actually I feel really bad that I just said that because sometimes obviously I talk too much and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm thinking of something different, but I feel like our generation is different than millennials and it's different than the generation before that. And I don't know what we are or what we're labeled as. Do you?
We're Gen X.
We are.
And I know I'm not a millennial, even though I was born in like supposed millennial times, I guess, but
the older millennials.
What's that?
Oh, older we're millennials.
I'm gonna look on my phone
because
that's what I'm saying. Like people are like, you're a millennial because I was born in 85, and I'm like,
yeah,
we're
Generation Y. I'm sorry, we're Gen Y.
Yeah,
because I just don't connect with millennials. 80, that's 81 really. To 96. Sorry, millennials.
81 to 96. We're Generation Y,
or Zennials also.
So
I don't know. I was born in 1985, so I just
see.
I'm 35.
Both 83, so
yeah. Same thing. Yeah, it's like it was a weird time.
Yeah, all this leap in technology has just happened in our lifetimes.
Yeah, like I think you guys can relate. Were you like a Facebook founder?
Yeah, when you I had the EDU. Address.
But yeah, you had to have it, and you had to go to a good school and have a certain grades, and that's how you would get to meet people.
Certain grades, but we just didn't get on.
Really?
I didn't want to get on Facebook, though. When I first got on Facebook, I was using MySpace, and I was using
oh my God, Black Planet.
Black Planet, MySpace, and Zanga.
Oh my gosh. Zanga will steal all your information because I like Scrabble too much.
So Zanga was the one that was for people of Asian descent, but I was on there because, you know, my reasons. And then I had MySpace because MySpace was fun. And then Black Planet, because Black Planet allowed me to get into many people's homes.
I remember that, I think. It was like a forum.
Yeah.
Like a cool forum.
It was the way that I learned how to make websites.
And oh my God, cool.
It allowed me to have people say, hey, call up Raw. Have him come over to your room and spend the whole day
put
doing
your
website. Put
this song on my Black Planet page. I want hearts going down like this.
Yeah. I used to like...
Wait, what?
I used to like make it so like... I made a whole bunch of Black Planet pages. And this is back when it was you wanted songs, on your page. And I used to make websites and say, yeah, put my name on your site. So it'd be my pitch, like my logo I made. And it just says, I forget.
Wait, the hearts are going down? Why?
No, on your website. It was just for Black Planet. Oh my God, I'm old.
No, I am old. It sounds familiar, but like I'm like, oh my God, if I ever posted on that forum, I hope it wasn't anything stupid.
No, it's crazy because like people used to take that what I made on Black Planet and use the same code on MySpace. So there's a few MySpace pages that I went to that had my logo thing on there. And I'm like, that is crazy. And people who added me.
I can't even tell you. I might have lied, but I feel like I know what Black, like, I feel like I, it was a forum, kind of like Reddit.
It was like, no, it was like a website. It was a website. Because they change it up now, but it's something
like 4chan?
No. It was kind of like, it was like MySpace, but for Black people.
Was I allowed to be on? I was on. I mean, I would visit it.
I mean, it didn't matter, but that's what it was for. That's basically what it was. It was my
primary audience.
Yeah.
Really? Well, then is that like, I don't know. You know, I have this question a lot and I have always been told don't talk about race, religion, or sexual stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you like a, if you like something, are you, why can't you like it if you're of a different race?
You can.
You can. People just have issues.
I remember Black people just have issues that.
With, you know, you being happy. And like, I mean, you know, there's only, like, in my opinion, there's only certain
come
words
on.
That you can't
where
say.
You grew up, of course.
Me? Because I'm from Gary, yeah. Indiana.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, like,
well,
people will be talking about
say
Black
that's
Planet.
Necessarily why. Why, like, but I would mean, say, like, I can't.
You would be aware of people saying, talking about from, it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, I loved the high school I went to, the community. I think that there's, like, as an Asian woman, like, can I be, like, talking about the Black community? Some people would say, I mean, no. Some people would say yes.
Like, you can always
I mean,
say,
if you're talking
I just,
about
Black Lives Matter.
You
period.
Can say from your experience, being an Asian woman in a predominantly
from thank you
Black area,
but at the same time, does that make me sound racist? Because
no,
like, mm-hmm. Thank you.
I mean, we you can't change
your perspective that a lot of
you
people
can't you can't
don't
change
have.
You can't change where you grew up. You can't change.
I love. I mean, I wouldn't change it, not for the world.
No, but
not
I do.
World.
I do want to touch on like. Like what do you do now? So just make sure that. So
okay.
So
do I get to do like my plug now?
Go ahead, do your plug. Do your plug.
My gosh. Well, visit me at mia.info and you'll find out a lot more information about me.
So
very so, simple. No. Oh no, I did it wrong. Mia Secrets.
You had
I just you helped me make this site.
CW.
Dude,
so CW.
I
so
just
she was,
messed it up.
She was practicing this for the last 2 days. And like she messed it up.
I was like, I'm gonna pre-record like some promotions. He's like, don't do that. Don't do that. It's very unlikable. I'm like, okay.
No, right. Like I just said, don't say
like
it,
I
like,
normally wear
seconds.
A wig and like all this stuff. So yeah.
I mean, like we're not using video anyway. So it's only audio.
Okay.
But it's
good to see you guys. Like, sorry, not to cut you off. It's just nice to, I like to see people, especially during these times. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, we just had phone conversations.
Look at my room.
She hasn't kept me on camera for like 3 hours because it would have been weird. But, so no, like, exactly. So me and her had a conversation and I told her to wait until the podcast to bring it up. So, she was talking about how much she enjoys giving fellatio.
Okay. I love giving I love giving blowjobs. And I know that it's weird. And I'm like, oh my God, thank God. This is, I don't know what my face looks like right now. But if you visit www.miasecrets.info, you will see that I love dick. I do. I mean, is that gross? Sorry.
No, it's not gross. No.
It's oral fixation. I don't know what it is. I mean, I love giving a good blowjob.
And I was.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
And I was telling, like on here before, I said like I'm not always the one that you know requires like
so
saying like they go out my way and say, hey, yeah, go ahead and give me a blowjob. You know, it's not always.
Oh,
something
no,
that,
you should never have to ask for a blowjob.
No, I mean like it's not something
like
that,
like. The woman should be like, yeah, like, you know, and just like same time, like, I'm not going to be like, eat my pussy now. You know, I'm not going to be like that. Like, if you are ready, I'm ready. And that's even on my Twitter, which is Mia Secrets 2, but it's really owned by ManyVids. So it just says like, when you're ready, you know, hit me up. And I think that's good for people to know. Because nobody wants to be forced into, so I would never force a blowjob on a man. I love giving blowjobs, but I mean, not that much. And
I mean,
just forcing it on anyone is weird. So
people like, I can tell you that it's a book that someone gave me in CW.
What, were they just looking at your dick?
No. It's about
licking their lips like,
No, it's about it's a book about how to give a blowjob.
You know what I mean?
So, And they
oh, wrote like a book. Lesson?
They wrote a book about how to give a blowjob because
Lisa Rinna.
No,
she did.
Her name is Didi.
Oh, but, this is gonna sound messed up. I looked through that book. I don't know what the art was going for, but or if it's a gag, because all the dicks look fucked up. Like,
well, maybe it's like how to give a blow. Wait, it was a movie, like, or whatever. How to get, like, there's certain types of dick, I would assume.
No, I mean, like, they look like, not like just like, oh, you know, dicks look different. They look like health center dicks.
Ooh, what does that mean?
I mean, it could have just been a bad
drawing, like when you're like, you know, when they get in health class, when they're like, okay, so you're thinking about having sex. Here's what happens when you have sex. And then it just shows like,
oh, like old school, like weird.
Like, yeah, like weird bumps. All, and then it's like this weird contrast the way it is.
Done, I can't.
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, if you go to my website, it's mostly.
Uh oh, she muted herself. She didn't even know it.
Oh, you muted yourself.
But yeah, but I know that I've seen her her page. I'm gonna pause for a quick second. Okay, oh, and back and forth. But no, I didn't. I mean, I wasn't saying that every video that you have posted like has a penis inside of it. I'm just
you
saying,
did say
like,
that.
No, I just said you like sucking dick. Guess what? That is literally what you told me on the phone. You said
yes,
raw.
No, we had a conversation.
You said raw star.
Yeah, she liked the dick.
You said raw star. I like sucking dick. And I'm like, okay.
I do. I enjoy a good blow. Like, I think that foreplay is so important. And I'm trying to use a sexy voice now. Because I probably sounded really like.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, they know your voice now. I mean, like. Some people don't even care what people look like. I mean, and they just look at the fat person's body and face, etc., and figure and say, oh.
Well, personality is everything.
Yeah.
Someone asked me if there were three things you, like, so what is the question? Like, three things you couldn't live without, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first question or the first answer would be my dog, like, because I love my dog, and you know, I mean, not like I would die, but it would be sad or whatever. But then also laughter is the second one, and then humor, and just also if you can laugh, then you're probably opening your mouth around a biggest dick. Does that make sense?
I mean, for you, I wouldn't put a dick in my mouth, but for you, yeah.
But I'm just a woman that I do enjoy it, but I enjoy other things. It's just that on the website, yes, it is mostly just a lot of
the video you sent me this morning.
Oh, I was like, because you said you were like, you don't do anything like solo, but most of the vids that I get their custom. So somebody will write a story and this is what they want the story to be. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of it is like sucking cock. And I'm like, well, I love sucking cock. That's great. So it works out.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Rockstar, how about you buy a custom?
So CW, oh,
thank you.
what I was saying, CW,
there you
was the fact that like God. When I was talking to
that's
her,
what you want.
I was just telling her, like, you know, like, for me personally, I
you
don't
said
like,
you weren't even into it.
I don't like looking at another man's dick. So personally, I only watch Girl by Herself. Mm. And like, you know, it's
so I sent you a video. I was like, all right. I said I had to prep myself. I was like, all right, I'm gonna try to do this.
So I saw like I saw it this morning, like right before my phone upgraded, and it was only like 15 seconds long. And it's just, are you stripping? Well, and then you laid on a bed. I'm like, okay, I can approve it.
But I was like, you know, literally, I can orgasm so fast. So yeah, I orgasmed and then I laid down. And then I was like, when are you ready for your custom?
I didn't hear that. I didn't, because I said, like, I saw
maybe
it
you didn't
morning.
Watch the whole thing.
I saw it this morning. And like, I saw you jump on the bed, and then I'm like, okay. Wow.
But first, I was like, hi. And then I felt myself, and then I was like, you said that you had never seen this from me. So I was like, I'm just going to like send it to you because I made it just for you. You said that. I was like, I'm so nervous.
I said, I saw it. And then like I'm going to tell you my address waking up this morning. I woke up. I went through my text messages.
Oh God.
I sent 3 emails. I replied to your like I saw the video.
And you didn't look at it again.
Honestly, I'm like, okay.
I said, let me update my phone really quick. And then when my phone was updating, I was working. And then when I was working,
look at all these excuses.
I guess yes.
I mean, like I.
If you didn't like it, it's okay. I just didn't know what to do.
No, because like
I'm an amateur.
I see that you're scripting, whatever, and I know that you jump on the bed and you like this, covering your.
Wow, were you disappointed, Rostar? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's okay because I think that any kind of good, because he was like, I like solo video, like, and I'm like, everything I get is a custom. Like. Seriously, like it's a custom. So like I get a script and then I do it because I enjoy that. And so most of them, like men are like, I want there to be a blowjob scene. And then, but it's like, it's really cool. And you can definitely check it out at Mia, MIASECR. I can't even spell. MiaSecrets.info. I'm sorry, I have ADD.
Because this is like, hey, so you're walking around in a blue bikini, and then it just comes off. You jump on the bed. I saw that, and I'm like, okay.
Well, because you said you were like, do you do anything by yourself? Like that's what you liked. So I was like, so it's no good.
No, I said like I just said I didn't watch the whole like I said and where it stops at, you know.
I said, do you want the custom?
That was just a tease. There's more, Rostar. Do you want the custom?
Y'all gonna stop trying to advertise.
Do you want the custom?
MiaSecrets.info. You can find out anything. I've done, people have these cute, like the coolest fantasies. And that's what I love about many vids. Just that, like, you can tell someone, like, hey, I'm into this. And you can be like, hey, I'm not comfortable with that. And they're very, very secure about things that are inappropriate. So it's a lot different. It's kind of like a fantasy land for adults. Mm-hmm. So it's many vids. My name is Mia Secrets. And I'm an amateur, clearly, because I use my phone. I just dropped it like twice. And that I really enjoy it.
What's the most interesting custom you've received?
Ooh, I get a lot of them. So
I know what the weirdest one was.
If you check it out.
I think the weirdest one was the underwear
transformation
one.
Body. Oh. I said, you gotta watch it. I was like, you have to guess how many panties. He said, I mean, you know, he's like, just this many panties. And like, it's like a magic trick in a way. But like, I mean, if I said, I was like, if anybody can guess how many pairs of panties, I wish I would have said articles of clothing because there's way more articles. So many articles of clothing. But I did 3 of them and they did well for me. I mean,
so CW is a video that's on there of someone requested of her just taking off panties.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Well, and I mean, it's actually more of a,
that's kind of sexy.
It's like a fetish thing. So yeah, it was, and I can say this. Like legit, he had a fetish for like a milkmaid. And I was like, what's a milkmaid? I was like, those people that they drop it out your milk off, you know, at the doorstep or something. Like I didn't understand. And so really it gets very, very specific. And then people will be like, okay, well, I want this outfit. Well, this outfit happens to cost $79. To me, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money, right? So yeah. I'm like, I can't afford the outfit that you want. I can probably makeshift one. So we did like a test and I makeshift one. He's like, no, no good. So then I get the milkmaid outfit. And if it's funny, but at the same time, I learned a lot about people and how it's so like, you can be so simple, but still sexual. And if I was like, I could cut it. I'm like, if anybody knew how many pairs of panties I was wearing, like that was the hardest part. Cause I had asked someone, I was like, for X amount of money. And I said it the wrong way. I said, would you shove this many panties up your ass? And what I meant was, I'm talking about thongs. You know what I mean? And like, people were like, yeah. And I'm like, really? But they thought that I was like, I was just like, it's how many thongs you're wearing. So, you know, like I said, I'm Asian. I don't have that much of a body. So I did it. And no one has guessed the number. And I was like, maybe I should do something like, if you can guess, or if you buy the video, you can count them, because I don't cut on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally take off every single thong. Does that sound weird? Maybe. But cheers to him, because he was sweet. He bought a lot of videos for me. He's a very sweet man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's like something that anybody's into, but some people are into different things and not hurting anyone.
People are into many different things. And
yeah,
that's one. As long
some people are into feet.
What?
Raw stars, some people are into feet, right?
I don't like feet. Mm-hmm. I hate feet with a passion. CW.
Well, all I'm saying is that if somebody was like, I just want, like they have a panty fetish or a thong fetish. And if, above all, do no harm. You know what I mean? Yeah. If it's going to hurt somebody, I'm not going to do it. But as far as feet, have you ever given, like, do you like feet, Mr. CW?
You remember that movie? I do.
You do? Even I do. That movie, it's weird. Remember that movie that like some lady had the struggle toes or something?
Oh, Boomerang. Yeah.
Emma toe. This is why I'm scared of my feet. I mean, I have small, tiny feet. I would like everybody to know I wear a size 4. And that is not a 4 in children, because those are wide feet. Size 4 women, very hard to find. And only expensive designers make them, because people just don't have carny feet like me. And if I don't mean to offend carnies, I'm just a little person. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
You're 4'11".
No, size 4. I have so many shoes. People send me 5s and I'm like, why are you sending me a 5? I said 4. So, and they're not actually that expensive. They're just designers that understand a woman's foot.
Yeah. I mean, they send you 5s and like you're growing to them.
No. What do you guys, you call them like red bottoms or something? And I don't mean you guys, I mean like everyone in the world. What are those called?
Louis Vuittons.
Right. Oh, you say Louis Vuitton, you know? And when I've been to many of the stores, obviously because I live in Vegas, and they're like, we cannot find shoe for your foot. You have to get a custom made and it will be da 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 da. I'm like, I'm not paying $2,000 for a pair of shoes. Are you kidding me?
Shit.
When I can literally go, Sam Elderman does it. They're thin. It's a 4 thin, not medium. It's just a 4. And normally I go to Nordstrom's Rack and I not sponsored. That's the only place I can find shoes that fit me. Otherwise, they just fall off. Right now, I'm wearing a 5, and I'm like, there is a big difference. Huge. Women's 4. And then a children's 4, it's like this big. Crazy. See, I just have thin feet. I don't know what to say.
Rockstar's like, ugh, it's
Disgusted.
Well, no, I'm more disgusted looking at a foot, not talking about feet.
Okay, I'm about to show you my feet right now.
Then I'm gonna look away.
Okay, look away. Look really hard. I see you looking. You're still looking.
No, I'm not.
My feet are small. I'll show you my shoes though. Honestly, I gotta take this thing off. No, like, okay. This is the truth. Okay, this is a fucking those are good. Okay, this, my friend, like, what if we just did shoes? Look how fucking huge these shoes look. This is a size really regular five. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I actually wanted to make like a comparison. This is a size. What was that brand that like they painted the bottoms red, but really they just made shitty shoes? Oh my God, I didn't say that. That brand that you were talking about?
Louis Vuitton?
The people that had red bottom shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this was their size 4, right? But I'm a smaller person, so like think about life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am a size 4. And I, you know, think about life. Like, I mean, it's bigger than my head.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt anyone or myself. And I'm going to fall in them because they don't fit. Mm-hmm. A regular, like, a woman size U.S. No, not even U.S. European 4. Both, dude, that would be like a 32, I think. Would be a lot smaller. And I guess this is a conversation for another day. But, I mean, I could show you the difference. It's just a thinner and shorter. Just thinner.
Just so much step. Smaller.
Just thin step. Like I was a point dancer growing up, so like your feet are almost binded to be like and my hands are small. So I don't know.
Oh, but you are shorter. Like, let's say you're 4'11", so you're shorter.
Correct, yeah.
So it.
I mean, I would say 5'1", but that's with heels.
Yeah.
Like 5'1" with heels is more acceptable, I think.
Yeah, but you had to say with heels.
Yeah. Because like 4'11", people would be like, oh, okay, Carney, okay. You know, use all these derogatory terms, little person, which is fine. I am a little person. I don't know.
I mean,
and when I got my scholarship, I did not get it on any terms other than education. However, I agree with all of that. I feel like I got to cut it off. I am small. I mean, like, I don't look small. I don't think I'm small.
4'11 isn't that short.
4'11 is short.
It's short, but it's not that short.
4'11 is short.
I told you before, my mother's 4'11. So it's not that short.
Pretty short.
So
it's like, it's not even like, I don't know. People are like, oh, if you're 5'5, you're fun size. I'm like, I'm 4'11. And they're like, you're like that mini. You know?
I haven't decided yet if you're like a actual little person or just like a short person. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think both are beautiful. But I will tell you, my legs, I think they're very long. People beg to differ, but I did ballet growing up in life, and I think that made a difference. But I have a long neck too, so maybe that's why I love giving head. I don't know.
So CW, back to how long her legs are.
I'm being so gross.
So no, you're okay. This is a podcast and we talk about sex. So CW, so we had a conversation, me and her having a conversation about this.
Yes.
This has to do with her long legs and her giving head. So we were talking about 69.
Yes.
And like she was talking about,
like, I can't do it. I've never done it. I tried.
And I'm trying to explain to her like how she could do it.
And then I sent you a picture. I was like, see how it's impossible? Like my legs are long and
so.
Oh my God, tell me. I mean, maybe I'll get a man.
My way to explain to her was like, if she wants to do it right, she first needs to just straddle the dude and then just lay down.
but I sent you the picture. I did literally a full split on his.
Maybe not laying down. So it'd have to be.
Oh my God.
I imagine
planking.
So
you can show me.
It'd probably have to be standing up.
Oh, and then I'll do a handstand.
Maybe not a handstand. You might have to hold your legs.
Like you would be holding my legs, you mean?
Yeah.
Like a standing 69.
Yes.
Hot. I could probably do a standing 69 because I'd do a handstand, so. But as long as like you trust the man you're with, it's like for me, and we were talking about it, I was like, if you saw how awkward this picture is, I literally do the splits and I'm trying so hard. Like,
in my opinion, she was...
I'm not that sexually like...
And like CW, like the thing from the picture I saw, I told her this.
I've never done it.
It's like she was trying to cheat out for the camera. Uh-huh. Like trying to do 69, trying to cheat out for the camera.
No, I was trying so hard. I'm
trying to reach.
It was part... No, it was actually part of the script. Like, you 69 this guy. I was like, first of all, I had to look it up. And I was like, okay, it's like, what? I had to look it up because I didn't know what they meant. So I think that it's like a, like this, and it's like cancer, it's like a zodiac sign. And I believe actually, this is how nerdy I am. Like, back in the day, if you remember like Microsoft Word, there was something where it was like a sign and it looked like this. I guess it was a 69 sign. I didn't know. It looks like a six and like a
head. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, is it cancer? Okay. I mean, I don't know, but you remember the old wean things? Like, that's how old I am.
Yeah, cancer
that's kind 69. Of a sexy sign. Like, I didn't know that, but I didn't know what 69 meant. No lie. Like, I didn't. Somebody, like, I mean, I get it, but.
Oh, you definitely were like a shorter performer. I mean, a shorter.
What's it? I mean, yeah, or, well, I tried even. I don't know. I literally have real tape of, like, me and my friend. We're trying, and the only way is if I plank, you know, and then, like, it's just not that comfortable. But, like, would I like my pussy licked and to suck dick at the same time? I don't know. I haven't been able to perform that. It wasn't a script, and I even said to the person, I was like, hey, I was like, I tried. Here's the, what do you call them, gag reels? Like, at least I tried. I really did.
I tried with this person. It wasn't going to happen.
Like, I tried so hard. I'm going to say this.
My friend, she made a YouTube video about how her and her friend, her and her dude have sex. And she's 5'2", and he is 6'8".
What? Why? Why is always somebody so tiny, so short with somebody so tall?
I mean, they live in a van.
By the river?
No, they live in it. Like, no, they literally they live in a van and they tour the USA, just living in a van, and they just have sex everywhere.
Oh, okay.
NT models. That's it.
So that's it. At least it's not a U-Haul where they're like,
just live in a van. They just tour and model and have sex.
Guess.
Well, I mean, they're all grit. Do you remember Jackass, that show? We're old, or I'm old, anyway. So.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Jack? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, like who was in it? This show called Jackass.
Steve-O, Dan Margera, Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, like that's like our old school. I don't know who the cool kids are now that do things that will harm your body. I think it would probably be Jake Paul, or you know what I mean. Like, I don't know. Jake Paul's even old now. Right? They do dumb pranks.
Oh, now I don't know.
Yeah, Jake Paul is the reason we lost our YouTube partnership. So.
Oh, Thomas. But is that true? No. You have to be joking.
No, I'm sure. I'm dead serious. Like,
he can do the splits.
He found a dead body, and then he put it on YouTube, and it messed up a lot of people who had partnerships. And
I'm getting nervous.
It was one of ours, too, so.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say anything negative.
No.
It was like, they're like the jackass. I'm that old. Like, I was like, all I can think of is, like, Steve-O. He lives in a van or a RV or something. And I watch his podcast. And he's sober. Like, and he's cool. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Is that weird?
I mean, it's interesting watching these people get older and, like, remembering them. Like, I remember when you were just, like, crazy all the time. And now you're like, hey, I'm sober living.
I don't know. This is probably the craziest thing I've ever done.
So?
Just being with two men like this.
So,
you guys edit this. So, I hope these are good laughs, not bad ones.
I don't edit nothing. This is pure, undoctored.
No, I'm leaving. Oh my god, what is in my background? Probably, I have a coin purse.
Mm-hmm. So,
do you see the coin purse?
No.
So I don't.
No, it's an owl, but like it holds all my coins. Yeah.
Is it so?
Yeah, I'm a night person.
So we can put this out there really quick. What kind of content do you want to give your fans more of? As you go forward.
Like for me, the best thing is when people do. Send me something that is a custom video, and like if I can do it, I'll do it, and if I can't, I can't. But it's so interesting. Sorry, I don't know if you can see me. It's really interesting to see people's fantasies, and if they're like dark and above all, do no harm. That's how I feel. But if it's something like, you know, a little silly or like just different or out there, I'm like, you know what? Let your creativity shine. And that's what I appreciate about the world.
Okay.
So I'm like custom video me all day. Cause if I can do it, I'll do it. If I can't, then I just have to say we can, tweak it a little bit and kind of make it better for you. And people sometimes live in the real world. Sometimes we live in a fantasy, but it's nice to know that there's someone that cares about you.
That's yeah. So since we reached the end already, please tell everybody again where to follow you really quick.
Okay, well, first of all, I am only on Many Vids, and it is Mia Secrets. .info. And that's how you can find out everything about me. You can literally see kind of different videos that we do, but it's like, and by we, I mean me, Mia Secrets. So I'll play a twin sometime. I guess just people like stuff like that. Like they like Star Wars, just fantasy. That's really what it is. And then I suck a lot of dick.
You just added so much sass to it. And I suck a lot.
You said that in the beginning. I'm sorry.
I mean, you do.
I do. I enjoy it. I mean, yeah. I do. But I mean, I think sex should be enjoyed by all parties. And we had this conversation, and it was a really deep conversation. We could dig deeper into that another time about like your first time and stuff like that. So
My first time was weird, but I was underage. That's a different story.
That's what I said. I was like, was it consensual? So I don't want to. I don't want to go to
I've,
that.
I've never touched anybody, and it's not been consensual. I'm a caring, nurturing. I give. Mm-hmm. I'm not a taker. I'm a giver. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Gemini, so I feel like I'm more of a giver. But I mean, who doesn't like to like get as well?
I'm a Capricorn, and I can't get mannish. I'm sorry. That's a song. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. You know.
No, what? No. I love the song. I love the song because it's a Tyrese song. Signs of Love Making. He says, "I'm a Capricorn." Tyrese. Mm. Mm-hmm. So, CW, really quick, where can they locate you?
Well, on Instagram, you can find me at CC Fitness LA. Good. Twitter, CC Fitness LA. CCFitnessLA.com and Fitness on Facebook.
I don't suck.
Okay, you can find us really quick. We are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram. BurbankMisfits.com is our website that says everything that me and CW do, from photography, editing. He does exercise. You can get fit with Chris.
I want to get fit because I love the Mike Fuel effect. No lie. And maybe this should be a separate conversation, but I know that you guys are cutting me off now.
No.
I look forward to our next conversation because I love this. This is super fun.
I mean, like, it's up to him. I know sometimes he has training, so I always try to cut it off at this time. But for me,
no, I'm like blushing because I'm thinking about all this stuff.
Sorry, I'm not at Rossar. I'm Rossar on Twitter and on Instagram. That's how you can find me and everything.
Prince Rostar.
So I really wanted to come on this conversation went so fast. I looked at the clock and I seen it was already an hour, and I'm like, oh my god. So
it's okay.
We really appreciate you coming on, and like, yeah, we can have you back.
Thank
on
you for having
up
me
up to CW. But like, we can always have you back on again sometime because
okay, let's schedule it.
Because we really didn't even get into as deep as in dwell and you know into your sexual exploits and you know stuff as I would I'd like to, but you know the conversation was just so fantastic. You know,
I feel like I'm talking to two very intelligent men, and I hope that I'm seen as an intelligent woman. I mm-hmm. definitely know how to play stupid, and it's fun because it's fun. It's like you're playing a character, right? But yeah, when fun. I speak to you, when I speak to both of you, it's like not once did you guys make fun of me or try to degrade me in any way. And just I want to say I want to thank you because we are all misfits in some way, and like more people should be watching this podcast.
We are the misfits.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's true.
I've always said that I'm grateful for everybody who has listened to any episode that we've put out. And I've said before, like, random people have messaged me and where it was like, I like this episode. And it was people who were like, either people I know or I don't know. And it was just random. And I've told CW this before when we were doing just video stuff. Someone walked up to me randomly and said that, I saw your video that you and blah, blah did. And I'm like, thank you. I mean, heck, a company has hit us up and said, like I said, like, we're going to do a video about this product. And the company replied back, the company, mind you, the company replied back and was said, we are taking bets if CW is going to have his shirt on or not. And it was just like,
oh my God.
You would not know that unless you watch her
videos.
When
you say CW, I think of like one of my favorite stations, like when TV was still existing. Yeah. So I'm like, the CW, but then I'm like, was it the CW?
No, you got to tell me the station now.
I got to know.
It was a company, but it was just so random, like, because, and I was just saying, like, you would not know that he was
so covered.
You would not know that his shirt is off and has the videos unless you watch them. I'm gonna end it right now. Please tune in next week, and please make sure you go out and you support Mia. And please, you know, she's a very, very fun, smart, brilliant, sexy woman, and you will enjoy everything that she puts out. All right, I'll see y'all. We will see y'all next week. And yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.